We all know that social media presents a version of reality that often jibes with the truth. And we know that since the 2016 election, consumers, politicians, and others have been calling on Facebook to clean up its act and rid the site of fake news. That is one reality. The sad truth is that Facebook actually came out and said that it has no interest in removing fake news from its platform. And folks, that just stinks. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. I'm sure that you've heard by now that some wag took a video of Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and slowed down the soundtrack to make it sound like she was drunk and, well, not well. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, this is not good. President Donald Trump retweeted the video to his 40 million followers, and his lawyer, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, also tweeted it, but he has since taken it down. As did YouTube. YouTube removed the video after it was informed by the Washington Post that it was fake, but Facebook, where the video has been seen by tens of millions of people, actually with a straight face, is defending its decision to leave it up. In a statement, the company said, quote, "We want to help people stay informed without stifling productive public discourse. There is also a fine line between false news and satire or opinion. For these reasons, we don't remove false news from Facebook, but instead significantly reduce its distribution by showing it lower in the news feed." Huh? Huh? With those words, you now know why we in the press often discount every apology that comes from Facebook about data breaches and have a really hard time buying the social network's claim that it is cleaning up its platform, because it's not. 2020 is going to be a mess unless some savvy politician stops beating their chest and actually does something about it. Break up Facebook? Definitely. Put strict controls on its platform? What are you waiting for? Trump supporters wouldn't like it if a highly doctored video about the president was seen by millions of people as well. We should all be outraged by Facebook's stance. What's your take? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to iMind Audio. And I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.